It's Monday, January 20th, 2020, and I'm Dave Sobel. Happy Martin Luther King Jr. Day for those in the U.S. With that in mind, here's a digital rights and privacy-themed episode, an expose on AI, a PSA on a new phishing attack, and lessons from the Astros cheating scandal. This is the business of tech. The New York Times has released an expose about Clearview AI, a startup that has built a facial recognition app. The system leverages a database of more than 3 billion images scraped from Facebook, YouTube, Venmo, and millions of other sites, and is now being leveraged by law enforcement to identify individuals. The article is worth the read, but here are some highlights. The app is available on a 30-day trial, which is noted as the best sales engine for law enforcement. The photos can be less than perfect, which is contributing to the success rate. The tool matches roughly 75% of the time. And the app developers are knowingly in violation of the terms of service for the apps they're leveraging. So why do we care? If you ran a chemical company, the most profitable way to handle your waste would be to dump it in the river. Not worrying about the disposal of the waste is clearly the best method to save money and make an efficient, profitable business. It's society that says we want clean water, and thus you can't do that. If you want to build the most profitable tech company, you mine as much data as you can, or you sell as much data as you can. Clearview and companies like Facebook are highly motivated to leverage or provide data in this manner. It needs to be society that governs what's allowed and what isn't. Clearview AI admits in the article they know they're in violation of the terms of service. They don't care. And thus, why you care? If you deliver tech services, you care about the coming regulation because you need to understand why it's happening and what society, your customers, want to have happen. I believe there's a competitive position in being the company that helps customers do better with their information and data. Clearly, there's a growing public demand for it. Now someone should help make it happen. PSA of the day, there's a new scam related to Nest and Ring cameras. Targeting owners of cameras, phishing emails are used to try and convince the target that the scammer has naked pictures they will expose. The twist? They're adding a link to a landing page showing generic footage from a camera in a common area, such as a bar or restaurant. The generic footage is selected to look familiar to most and somewhere they have likely visited in the last week and thus convince the target they have been recorded elsewhere. Why do we care? Criminals are taking advantage of the news in real time. This particular story speaks pretty clearly to me on why I started this podcast. It's not enough to be focused on generic security issues, but instead required to track and understand the news in real time in order to know what the landscape is when delivering service. These camera hack stories only started about 30 days ago, and it's not good enough to talk about these generically. In the last story, I called out the opportunity to position for customer privacy. Here, there's opportunities to be the reliable source of help to customers. Education and training are the biggest opportunity over the tech. Finally today, one intended to be a little bit more fun. It's sports related at least. ESPN has a long story on how the internet was involved in assisting to expose the Houston Astros for their cheating in their 2017 championship season. Being a tech podcast, let's focus on the tech angle. Internet video sleuths were involved in the discovery of the cheating, and crowdsourcing of the video analysis was a portion of the investigation. The Atlantic initially reported the banging sound that could be heard from the dugout related to a pitcher throwing a changeup, and then fans online began pulling archival footage from games to show specific evidence. Spread online, these videos began showing a compilation of the various incidents, leading other fans to get involved and add their evidence. Major League Baseball performed an investigation, and the cheating was exposed. Why do we care? This is both the power and the problem of data collection. Having all of this video available made it possible to understand and see this problem during the investigation in near real time with the investigators. There's also a significant fan value in creating engagement to the game of baseball here. There's the tale of caution. Within the story is an additional side controversy with misinformation. Not all of these Twitter sleuths were right, and one should be skeptical of what you read on Twitter. And, as a Washington Nationals fan, extra reason to be glad the Nats won it this year, particularly over the Astros. Go Nats. Today's episode is brought to you by MSP Radio, my new company behind the podcast. If you like this podcast and are finding value in the content, here are three things you can do to help me out in my new venture. First, sign up for the newly launched newsletter at mspradio.com. Each week, you'll get summaries of stories, videos going deeper into some of the news, and updates on upcoming appearances and streaming events. Second, share the podcast and the newsletter with one or two colleagues. You know somebody who could use a quick 5-minute insight into the technology services and what the news means to them, so send them information about the show. Finally, to get involved with that conversation, follow us on Facebook, YouTube, or Twitter. Thanks for listening to The Business of Tech. I didn't intend to do a thematic episode for the holiday. It just happened to work out that way when I started working on it. Hope you enjoyed it. We'd love some feedback, and I will talk to you tomorrow.